Well, looky here. Seems like today is my special day. It's not every day that a piece of elven nobility comes knocking on the Orc Clan's door. Even rarer that you seem to be a bit respectful of us, of our traditions. Coming here in the traditional dress. Seems like you have done your research about us. Very uncommon amongst the elves. What? Did your king dress you up like this in order to appease us? He must be stupider than he looks if he thinks sending in a fine piece of ass is going to make me want to deal with his bullshit. So what brings you here, little lamb? You seem a bit lost. Like you're way out of your fucking depth. What could make an elf grovel to an orc for help? Your kingdom is under attack. I see now. You're not able to hold off on invading forces. You're asking for a bit of orcish strength. Typical elf. Only coming to us when you need something. Makes me sick. Have no decency to respect us outside of wartime. What makes you think that we are going to pack up everything and go save your pathetic asses? I know you didn't come here empty-handed, little lamb. So what is the king willing to offer me in exchange for saving y'all? Anything I want within reason. And whose reason is that? The king? He is going to say that whatever I ask for is too much of a gift. He's not going to give us what we want. Elves have been nothing but two-faced liars to orcs. Why would I ever trust an elven king to keep his words? No. I'm going to need something more than that. Maybe something physical? I know he didn't send you to us in this outfit without a gift or two. Come on, tell me how much gold he is willing to offer us. That's it. You thought that that measly amount of gold was enough to buy an entire orc army as a fucking elf? How pathetic. I thought elves were supposed to be smart. I guess you are just the exception, little lamb. Too fucking dumb to realize that 100 gold is not enough. What? Did you think that we don't use gold? Are we that uncivilized to you folks? You know what? I don't want to hear your excuses. I don't want to hear whatever your king told you to say to butter me up. It's clear that all of this is just an attempt, something to make me more endeared to you, small one. You're just flustered that this isn't going the way you planned. I'm sure your king assured you that by putting on the traditional garb of an orcish bliss servant was supposed to help seduce me, somehow make me want to go to your side. It's not going to work. But taking a closer look. I'm not even sure where you gained such an outfit. It looks so well made. Like one of our very own did it. I must say, even I am impressed with the detail of the leather work around the harness area, covering you perfectly with all the sigils of protection. It's a good look. I've never seen a non-orc pull it off as well as you do. It's clear the care that went into this craftsmanship, but it's not enough to make me want to protect your lot. You understand, don't you? Well, look at it through my eyes. Why would I save my nemesis for barely anything in return? Your lot has been nothing but rude to my kind. You've terrorized our villages. You've hunted us down. You are the ones that declare war on us. They call us criminals. So if you're trying to get me to help you, you're going to have to try a lot harder, small one. And quickly, too. I'm starting to lose my patience. Unless you have something that I'm not able to turn down, it's probably for the best if you leave right now. Otherwise, things could end up getting messy. I would really hate to end the life of a pretty little thing like yourself. So small and fragile. It wouldn't take more than one swing of my trusty axe. So tell me, little lamb. Do you have something to offer me that I can't refuse? You do. How interesting. I'm curious to know why you didn't open with that. It's obvious that you have some training in orcish traditions while the king does not. So, pray tell, what have you come up with, small one? I would love to hear your ideas. So you do know that we value experiences over physical goods. That's very smart of you. Look at you, doing your research. We can just mine for minerals if we want new weapons or armor. That's part of the privilege of being sent underground. You guys get to live on the surface. Feel the warm sun on your skin. Meanwhile, the monster kind like us, we were banished to the underground caverns. That way we're easier to guard. A breakout can be contained if we ever tried to rebel against your troops guarding the entrance. It's just so funny how in times of need, your army, if you want to even call it that, but your army can't fend off invaders. Makes me think we've been able to take you guys for a while now. We just haven't out of niceness. Not that that's really important right now. You're trying to make a deal to get the orcs to help out with the elven army. So what do you have to offer me that I won't be able to refuse, little lamb? Yourself. Now that's interesting. You are right. You are worth way more than the gold you offered me in the beginning. There's something out of a dream dressed like this. The orcish garb looks too big on you, practically dwarfing your form. Did you make these pieces yourself? You've done your research. You're not like the other elves, are you? You've never thought of orcs as monsters, have you? How interesting. An elf with a brain. You're a rarity in this world, small one. I'm almost endeared to you. Wanna take pity on your kingdom and help out. But there is only one thing stopping me. Is this a one-time thing? You see, I don't want it to be. I want to keep you to myself, so let me change the rules. I'll agree to helping out the Elvish Kingdom in exchange for you, little lamb. What do you say? I'm glad you could see it my way. Now all that is left is to seal it. You do know how orcs seal the deal, don't you, little lamb? Has all your research prepared you for this? Or do you need a little